Spirit of Life, Episode 1.
Blessed be your eyes, that they may see the wisest way given to me.
Blessed be your nose, that you may inhale the essence as from the Holy Grail.
Blessed be your mouth, that you may only speak truth to thee whenever I shall seek.
Blessed be your breasts, that you may be a brave, worthy, and wise craft child until the grave.
Blessed be your hands, that they may make creations of the sacred.
Blessed be your ordinance of sex and life, cauldron of creation.
Blessed be your knees, so that you may kneel at thy altar and have the power to heal.
Blessed be your feet, to walk in thy ways, by light of moon and sun-filled days.
Welcome to Episode 1 of Spirit of Life. I'm Alex.
I'm Cliff. For those of you who don't know who we are Cliff and Alex, as we just said, and we've just come off doing another podcast.
The Magical Earth.
The Magical Earth. Which we actually recorded the final episode of...
About
10, 15 minutes ago, exactly. And now we're moving to something new. Not something better, not something worse, something different.
Something different, yeah. When we did The Magical Earth, we did it actually as a quadcast. So it was ourselves and two other people.
Susan and Jacinth.
Life, the universe, and everything conspired that it wasn't feasible for the four of us to get together and do the quadcast, The Magical Earth. We decided, instead of just continuing with The Magical Earth...
and changing it to a two-person podcast...
that we'd start with what you're listening to now, Spirit of Life.
It's something that, like I said, it's something that'll be different, and it's also going to have a lot of the same ideas as well. I mean, I'm sure you'll still mention knitting. It's impossible for you not to.
Oh, okay, whatever. So, for those who didn't listen to The Magical Earth... I guess the best place to start is who we are and what we've done. Let's start with you, Cliff.
Oh, you suck. Okay, I'm Cliff. I also host another podcast called Between the Clicks, a writing podcast. I have a blog that I post to very, very seldomly at this point, it seems, called Between the Ticks, in reference to a clock. It is also home to the Patreon Bloggers Network, which has easily over 200 different Patreon blogs listed there, plus another 20 or 30 waiting to be added. What else do I do? I am a customer service rep for a local telecommunications company. I am a writer, video game player, avid fan of science fiction fantasy, avid podcast listener, and my wife's making hand gestures that I'm talking too much, and clearly she wants to go on and start talking about herself.
Sure.
So here's Alex.
Okay. Well, for myself, I am a mother and grandmother, wife to Cliff, my partner, and all those wonderful and good things. I am also going to be starting with another friend of ours, a podcast on crafting, because I'm a crafts person. We're going to be calling it Crafting the Third Dimension, and we'll put links and everything in our show notes to everything that we talk about here.
For sure.
Yeah. And I am a seamstress by trade, but I work as a customer service agent at a international transportation company. And I knit, I crochet, I read a lot, and watch far too much TV. But, you know, you got to relax occasionally.
No. You might have noticed that neither of us mentioned anything about being pagan in our descriptions. And that was kind of on purpose. There's a lot to both of our pagan paths, and I think we need to touch on that as sort of... we wanted to touch on that as a separate thing entirely. So let's continue with Alex, and she can tell us about her experience as a pagan and her path that she's traveled to get to here.
Wow. My path. It's a confused and complicated place. Starting with the fact that my mother was brought up a... Orthodox Russian Jew. My father is a Métis Roman Catholic, which is French, is one of the a native person who had married to a French person, and the term here in Manitoba is called Métis, and along with a lot of the French population you find in Canada, they are Roman Catholic. And so religion really wasn't something that was spoken of or talked about as a child. Though my mother did teach me a lot about her heritage and things she learned from her father and things like that. And my father was quite knowledgeable about herbs and rocks and tracking and all sorts of nature and spirit things. I started a family very early, and it was when I was splitting up with my first husband, when I was all of 19 years old. I read Sybil Leek's To Be a Witch, and it fascinated me. So basically, through luck and through the science fiction community here in Winnipeg, I started to connect with some of the pagan community here in Winnipeg. And through having a wondrous teacher, many wondrous teachers, but I'm, you know, thinking of DeLuca. She was a great teacher, and she brought me to some more traditional things, which is very close to what my practice is now. In a lot of ways, with a little bit of native spirituality and a little bit of kitchen witch, house remedies, old wives' tales, and things like that mixed in between. You know, bringing bread and salt to someone's housewarming, you know, because it brings them wealth and may they never hunger. Things like that. And I'm babbling a bit, so I'm going to pass it back to Cliff and he can talk about his spiritual path.
I grew up in a good, strong English family. And my grandmother was not above saying that, you know, religion is the crutch for the masses. So there wasn't a lot of religion in my household or my upbringing. The closest I came to it was, I think, about a month and a half, maybe 2 month stint, where I started going to Sunday school because that's what the neighbors' kids were doing. And I asked too many questions and was asked very politely not to bother coming back. Along the way, I tried a few different other things. I looked at a few different paths. Read a few different books. None of them seemed to feel quite right. I always knew there was something, but never really had a name for it. Met Alex. We started going out. I started pouring through her bookshelves, mostly to loot and raid her science fiction collection at the time, and stumbled across Cunningham's Solitary Practitioner, and devoured that. I think I'd finished it by the time I got home from your place, about an hour after I left. Yeah.
Not saying that it's fluffy, but...
No, just that I craned through it. And from there, I haven't stopped reading. I've practiced with a lot of different people, a few different groups over the years, and I found myself getting more and more involved in a fairly traditional path. I think both of us at this point are fairly traditional in our paths and our beliefs. So that's kind of where I come from.
Well, I guess really our next point is I'd like to kind of state our intent. We want to discuss paganism and Wicca and in how it in the modern world and what its effects are and what the differences are between some of the more traditional aspects. And believe me, we are firm believers that what we practice as Wicca is very much largely based on something created by Gerald Gardner in the 1940s and 1950s.
Yeah, no, definitely neither of us have the belief that anything we're practicing stems back thousands and thousands of years.
I think more of what I learned from my father and what I learned from my mother, I could say,
has more history. But at the same time, I mean, there's a lot to be said about what happened and how it happened, and we'll explore a lot of that over the coming episodes, I'm sure.
Very much, and as both of us being very creative people, and very, okay, I won't say tech savvy in my case, but technology comfortable.
Sure, that works.
And that, for my case, I mean, you're a little more of a tech head than I am.
A little bit.
Is, you know, technology is, you know, going to come into it. You know, I've got, you know, that great app on my iPod Touch, the Buddha sayings, you know.
Yeah.
Shake my touch and I get a saying from Buddha, and I can use that as a reflection.
Yeah.
And a meditation.
There's moon phase apps, there's all sorts of stuff out there.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll talk about those too.
So, what are some of the segments we're expecting to do?
We're going to talk about what we see in the news, be it local, international, national.
On TV series. You know, TV series is referring to paganism and Wicca.
So I guess you could really say paganism in the media.
Yeah.
Whether it's news, radio, or television shows.
Yeah. And not just paganism, though, but things that we as pagans / Wiccans should be aware of.
Okay, fair enough. The Wheel of the Year. You know, we'll talk about the holidays as they come up, what they mean to us.
Yeah. We were also talking about doing some, you know, we pick a topic, and we'll focus on that topic for an episode.
Yeah. Sunbathing. Not necessarily sunbathing itself, but the idea of just things that we do outside.
So when I was writing these show notes, I was, you know, I was at work and a little bored, so I did get a little punchy with some of these titles.
Our Body, Her Temple.
Yeah. Right now, both of us know, both of us would be considered morbidly obese people.
Without a doubt.
And we're working to change that because we both feel that our bodies are the goddess's temples and we need to take care of them.
So with that in mind, what I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with this or how we're going to do it, whether
not
we're
sure.
going to do weights every
not
episode.
Not sure I want to do weights every episode.
I
have hard enough time weighing in every week.
I think it might be an idea.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll figure out what our accountability to ourselves and to others is.
Yeah, and so I think that'll be a big part of it, is it would be an accountability to everyone that's listening.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to join us on that path, we'll certainly welcome...
talk about how many times I... how many crutches, how many... sparring and squats and things like that, because both of us are doing boxing right now, which we're both enjoying quite a bit.
Quite a bit. But no, seriously, if you want to have, we're going to figure out something for the website, some way to add on and track, if multiple people want to join us, and we'll certainly encourage that. Because our bodies, all of our bodies are her temple, and we need to treat them like it.
Yes. And it's. I think that's one of those things that really reflects... modern life, how easy it is to buy into the convenience.
Without a doubt.
A couple other segments we were talking about was the on the net, because we do both spend some time during each week browsing the internet and finding interesting things and seeing the path it takes us on as well, and sort of related to that is also...
There's also lots of paid and focused websites.
Oh, there is. There's thousands.
Thousands of them. And new ones popping up all the time. So we could certainly visit and talk about a lot of them along the way.
And in related to the on the net is also, as I was saying before, Tech Deck. Just the whole technology and how technology intersects with the paganism we have now.
And I'm sure there'll be other... Don't expect all these topics every week.
Oh, God, no. No, no. We'll just, whatever kicks our fancy or... some of them might stay forever, some of them might stay for a little while and disappear, and new ones pop up. And, if people have anything they want to hear us talk about...
Please just email.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of which...
The email.
Yes. Spirit Life Podcast, all one word, no spaces, no dots, @gmail.com.
Yeah.
Now, please keep in mind, and I know you hear this from all of the podcasts you probably listen to, is... Send us an email.
The only way we can get better or be talking about the things that you want to hear is for you to tell us.
Yeah. Otherwise, without an email or a comment on the show notes, we really have...
It's the two of us sitting in our dining room chatting at a mic in the middle of the kitchen table.
Without you sending us an email or dropping a comment, we really have no way of thinking what you're... No way of knowing what you're thinking about. Or what you think, or how you think the show is going. Yeah. So it is important that we hear from you.
Yeah, sorry. My psychic power only works on my husband and my children and grandchildren.
Pretty much.
And that. But I did want to thank everyone for downloading.
We do.
Yeah, very much. We are committed to putting out an episode every 2 weeks. This episode that you're listening to should be out sometime around Midsummer's, if not before. Yeah. Hopefully before. And we hope to go every 2 weeks from there.
Final thoughts.
Go for it. I said it first. I started.
Final thoughts. I'm excited to see where this goes and how it goes. Like with every other podcast or anything else we've been involved in, it's always an exciting ride. And it often goes in strange and unusual twists and turns.
Very much so. I guess for me the final thought is I'm excited. With the ending of the Magical Earth, it was a bit of a downer and everything else like that, because, I knew I was going to miss it, and I didn't know how I was going to replace it. The thing is, after looking and thinking and that, I realized I can't replace it, but I can start something new and start down a new road and see where this road takes me on this wild and wonderful journey. But to finish off, the circle is open, but unbroken.
Know the mystery of the unbroken circle.
Merry meet,
merry part,
and merry we meet again.